आ रही है डकार।
हेलो पीप्स, गीतांजलि हियर विद माय फूड पॉडकास्ट डकार। अनदर वीकेंड विद अनदर एक्सक्लूसिव फूड स्टोरी। Well, this time, I'm going to divert your mind from that greasy stuff you've been binging on this monsoon while uploading some guilt-free Instagram stories, and I'm going to take you towards a healthy drink. Well, it's something new for me too, and I have an expert to give you an insight on this mystery drink called kombucha. Monica is a yoga instructor from London. Together with her partner Nitin, have created a lot of buzz and fizz in the Mumbai F&B scenes with their brand Bombucha. Let's hear it out.
Mic check, 1, 2.
Pet Pooja, Gyan Bhandar.
Monica, I totally love your brand name Bombucha first thing. But before that, what is kombucha exactly?
Hi Gitanjali. So Bombucha is a kombucha, in fact. So the generic name for our product is kombucha. And our brand is kind of a play on the words because we brew it in Bombay. So Bombay kombucha is the name of our brand, Bombucha. Kombucha is made from fermented tea and it's a very potent probiotic. Probiotic means it contains healthy bacteria, the kind of bacteria that naturally reside in our gut and is really important for maintaining good digestion, the balanced flora in the gut. And to be honest, our health starts from our gut. Especially in the last years, there's been a lot of research done about the flora in the gut. Some people even call our gut our second brain. So it's really important for overall health. Kombucha certainly helps with that, as it has thousands, billions of probiotic bacteria. But not only that, it also contains enzymes which help with digestion, which help with breaking down the food. So it's not really the famous saying, you are what you eat. It's not true. The correct version of it would be, you are what you can digest. Other benefits of kombucha are, it has amino acids, which is really good for the bones. It also has B vitamins. So there's not many vegan products that contain B vitamin. So that's another amazing benefit of kombucha.
Tell us about your journey. I mean, what inspired you to take up this challenge to launch a product that not many people are aware of in the Indian market?
I guess the quick answer to this question would be the fact that no one else was making kombucha in Bombay. It was nowhere available. And since I've been drinking it for many years, I started drinking it when I was living in London. I used to make it myself. My body was used to the daily portion of healthy probiotics. It really suited my system. I could really see the benefits on myself. Once arriving in India, I've realized it's not available anywhere. We thought we should start making it, well, at least for ourselves. Once our friends, Nitin's family, started tasting it, everyone really loved it. We got so much positive feedback. People were asking for more, and we thought that would be a really good idea to share it wider, to make it available across Mumbai so other people can also experience the benefits.
Whatever I know, kombucha is known to be originated in the 19th century, but it's since past 2 years that the drink has become the fastest growing segment of the functional beverage market globally. What do you think has given it a kickstart?
Probiotics have actually been known in many ancient cultures for centuries. In Indian food, we have curd, we have kanji, chas. In other cultures, in Korea, Japan, we have kimchi. In Europe, there's sauerkraut, sourdough, kvass. Our ancestors very well knew about the benefits of consuming probiotic foods. They didn't have the scientific research that we have today to back up that gut feeling that they had, but they felt it, that eating probiotic foods had a positive effect on their digestion, on how they felt, on their overall health. It's only in the last 20-30 years when the food started becoming more and more processed, increased sugar levels, increased salt, chemicals in our diets. That's when our digestion started changing and people sort of moved away from traditional foods that they would use to consume and prefer having fast foods, processed foods. Many diseases started increasing, like IBS, Crohn's disease, all these digestive problems, as every cycle goes around. And at some point, when people start realizing that there's something missing in their diet and turning into the roots again. So I'm a yoga teacher, and I feel it's a little bit like this with yoga also. So with the increase of health consciousness, people turning to superfoods, to health foods, to vegan, raw diets, products like kombucha started picking up. People were realizing that gut healthy is a key to overall health. And also kombucha tastes awesome. It's really refreshing. It's a great substitute to sugary fizzy drinks that many people are addicted to. It's easy to drink and pleasant, so no wonder it has become so popular in the West. In fact, in India, it's picking up very quickly as well. We started our brand at the beginning of 2017. And when we started, hardly anyone knew what it was. And in the last 6-7 months, there's been a massive shift. Many people come to us because they specifically look for kombucha. Previously, they were coming to us asking what it is, what it's for, quite skeptically, because kombucha is not a traditionally Indian product.
And does it have any alcohol content?
Good question, Gitanjali. Yes, it does, but it's very little. It's a trace of alcohol, so it's less than 0.5%. So most people don't realize, but everyday foods also have alcohol in it, like for example orange juice. So just to give you an idea, kombucha has less alcohol than orange juice, or definitely less than homeopathic medicines. So it's absolutely safe to drink for children. There's no chance to get drunk on kombucha unless someone drinks really liters and liters and liters in one sitting, which is definitely not recommended. The reason why it has alcohol is because it's a fermented product. Most things that are fermented would have some content of alcohol, but
that's a great news that this is a kids friendly product. But tell me something, what all flavors do you make and what's the shelf life like?
We use organic black and green tea. So the original kombucha tastes a little sour with a hint of sweetness, vinegarishness to it. So for anyone trying kombucha, although the flavored one tastes also amazing, I would encourage choose to taste the original one as well, just to know what the kombucha itself tastes like. Once the kombucha is ready, the flavoring happens. We then squeeze freshly fruit juice, vegetable juice. We add herbs, we add spices. We get really creative with it. That's probably our favorite part of the process, is coming up with new flavors. So the flavors that we've got available at the moment are apple spice, which is a blend of apple juice, cinnamon, cardamom, and clove. We have chamomile and date. We have beetroot, pomegranate. We have hibiscus and lime. We have vanilla and coffee. We also make seasonal flavors. So whilst mango was available, we had mango and turmeric. We've experimented with lychee, with jackfruit. We also make one with matcha, Japanese tea, goji berries. So we constantly try to come up with new flavors because it's a lot of fun, to be honest. The shelf life of our product, it's up to 3 weeks. It needs to be refrigerated. The best before date that we put on our bottles is not necessarily an expiry date, because kombucha technically doesn't expire. Fermentation back in the day was a method used to preserve foods when there was no electricity, no fridges. People fermented foods to be able to store them for a longer time. So therefore, kombucha doesn't really go off, but it just continues fermenting. If it's kept refrigerated, it ferments at a very, very, very slow speed. But if it's kept outside of the fridge, then it gets stronger and stronger every day. And it just becomes more sour. And obviously the alcohol content can get higher as well. So we recommend to consume kombucha within 3 weeks.
It's a lot of fun for us as well to try such diverse flavors. Plus that guilt-free fuzz answers all our questions pretty much. So Monica, how can we grab our bottle of kombucha?
Currently, we deliver all across Bombay. We also stock with a few health stores There's one in South Bombay, one in Kar. We are also present at the various farmers market in Bandra, in Versova, sometimes in Juhu. We also stock it in a few cafes, fitness in Bandra, Bedson Cafe in Bandra, and Candy and Green in town. Best thing to do is to find us on Facebook or Instagram at Bombucha Drink and follow us, and we frequently post updates about new flavors, where we're stocking, about our next events. From time to time we do pop-up tasting events, so get in contact with us if you have any more questions, and we'll be very happy to deliver Bombucha right to your doorstep.
Most definitely. I think we should do a tongue twister of kombucha, bombucha, kombucha, bombucha. Well, for now, it was a pleasure having you on my show, Monica. We love your passion towards what you're doing.
Thank you, Gitanjali. It's been great talking to you about kombucha. We hope this interview has been informative.
So I hope I've given you a new product craving for your weekend bucket list. Tag me on all your food endeavor, and I hope you know where. It's Dakar123 on Instagram, and I shall catch you next week right here on Audioboom, iTunes, and SoundCloud.